you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a couple minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place to hang out, crabdiving.com. However you are receiving us, the dog's flipping over her dish in the background and saying hello. Kate's saying hello from the background. However you're taking us, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. My name is Patrick Vile. Ryan, I'm going to quiet.
No. My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Do not silence her.
My First Amendment.
I don't think dogs have First Amendment's Amendment rights, nor can you marry them, hippie.
Right, not yet.
Slippery slope. That hey.
The homosexual agenda, number 7 on the homosexual agenda is allow them to marry dogs.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Eat my dick.
We will pound you in the glass.
Yeah, dummy.
There's a little random Beck there.
Oh, hey,
not
dude.
Not the fun Beck either.
Check out the picture I put up on Facebook just to throw the link to the show up with. Just look at that. You know.
Sorry, I just had to inhale an egg sandwich.
See, that's going to be a thing. I've got leftover egg sandwich over
burpee,
here.
Burpee mode.
It's going to make this fucking dog insane throughout the whole show. So I don't know what to do. I didn't have time to finish it.
You put up a picture of, the First Lady of the United States whoring it up.
What's she wearing there?
Showing a little bit of her arm and her shoulder. Gasp.
Yes.
Oh, look at how she disgraces the office.
Can we make a point just to start the show off? Just so us in America, we're on the same level here. We don't have a problem with Melania doing girl action in any kind of publication.
No, I wouldn't care
who
if she was
a fuck.
If she was hanging underneath a pony.
Yeah, sure.
That was banging her. I don't...
With a banana stuck somewhere, unfortunately.
But,
who gives a shit?
Right, right.
But just don't be such a fucking hypocrite.
Right. The hypocrisy. It's the... Michelle Obama wears something off the shoulder and social media on the conservative side goes nuts at how undignified she is. Yet, the past 2 days, all you got to do is go over to the New York Post, which, let's remind everyone, is a Rupert Murdoch joint.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that a little graphic for the Post?
Isn't that interesting that that Rupert Murdoch production,
yes,
is for 2 days in a row has been showing Trumpy titties.
Oh yes. By the way, for a little Throwback Thursday action on a Monday.
Throwback Thursday on a Monday.
Rupert Murdoch. Am I out of my mind to remember that we have like tapes of him on the phone or a transcript trying to arrange threesomes and things of that nature?
Did you bring condoms?
Yes. Of course. I'm on my way to Fox News. Of course I brought condoms and mace. Knee pads.
Was there Rupert Murdoch sex scandals?
There's one of these old conservative fuckheads. You don't remember? He's like,
I don't remember.
Someone was arranging, it was like a voicemail or something. They were trying to arrange a fucking threesome for him and his buddy.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Ha 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 ha.
What an ignorant troll.
Tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen. We may read it live at Crab Diving. One word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Can also slip us a message over at the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out. I took off my gloves and hung them up for the weekend. I was like, I'm done. I'm done fighting with people. Let everybody else fight it out. I can't. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Not only the usual right-wing nut jobs, but goddamn some of the alleged, which some of the Bernie people who, it turns out, a significant percentage, at least in our sampling, turn out to be right-wing nut jobs.
Oh,
who
yeah,
are pretending
yeah.
to be Bernie.
Or they're stupid.
Supporters.
They're dumb.
So I just kind of tuned up for the weekend, let them all fight it out. Over on the Facebook page, join in over there, facebook.com/crabdiving, ladies and gentlemen. We're on Pinterest. We're on. We're not on Snapchat yet. We're on. What the fuck are we on?
What are we gonna do?
Google Plus.
We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Plus. We're on Facebook.
We're gonna snap our chats. Is what we're gonna do.
We're on Twitter.
No dick pics.
No. We're on Instagash.
Like that football player.
Oh, another one.
Yesterday,
right?
Yeah, I forgot his name, but it was. Trending on the Twitter yesterday was the name
Twinding
of the,
on Twitter.
Yesterday's football player that hit the wrong button on Snapchat.
God damn it.
And sent a nice close-up of his cock out to the country.
Yes. Hey, Anthony Weiner. Now, let me explain why we hold this guy to a different standard. He's a dipshit football player. You can't be a politician or whatever and hit the wrong button. You just can't be that fucking stupid, right? I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
I know it's a little hypocritical, but, you know, Anthony, you're a dipshit.
I might recommend older technology for sharing.
Keep your dick in your
sharing
pants.
Photographs of your genitalia.
Oh, and the last thing was Olivia Gondak. It says that I wanted to eat her pussy. Olivia Gondak. I've never said that in my life to her. I would never do that. I'm happily married. I've got more than enough to eat at home. Thank you very much.
R.I.P. to Rob Ford.
We're kidding ourselves if we think there's going to be a better clip than that ever. There's never going to be. That's the best clip on the planet.
I think Trump unleashed. I think when please to the spaghetti monster, Trump loses. It's going to be ugly.
And
I just think that he's going to be out of his fucking mind, batshit crazy and stuff like that.
I got enough to eat at home. Drop the mic. You know, I'm leaving. Goodbye. That is amazing.
To those listening live.
Yes.
I think we've been having some streaming issues.
No.
And it looks like the stream just unclogged. Somebody who's, who hasn't jerked off for a long time. And now I believe we are now streaming live, possibly for the first time today, ladies and gentlemen.
Gross. Really?
We apologize for the... I'm looking at the...
Fuck.
I'm looking at a bunch of error messages connecting for the past 10 minutes. So
is it working now?
Yes, but if you're just joining us live, ladies and gentlemen, you just missed 8 brilliant minutes.
Did it record at least?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, well.
Brilliant satire and political...
Download that bit on iTunes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, go to crabdiving.com. Or listen at 5 p.m. today.
Pacific time
for the rerun where the whole show with the first 8 minutes will be Bennett. But thanks for joining us, those that are just hopping on the crab diving train. We're getting ready to hit the headlines and all that
shit. Yeah, but you're mentioning, for those of you that haven't jacked off in a long time, and makes me think of these Republicans, maybe you should be doing that a little more. You're so repressed and you're acting out.
Well, I think they do.
But did you see that guy?
It's just what they jerk off over.
What is up with that
or
perv?
Two, that's a little creepy.
Yeah. What's up with the pervy legislator in Nebraska? Did you see that? Kennett or whatever. He was asked to resign because of...
Oh, he's another, family values Christian.
He's an anti-gay guy.
And they found a... They haven't said what.
They're saying it's
details.
Explicit, though.
But it's an explicit sex video involving him. Not gay. They're not saying it's gay.
No, but what is
but
it?
But he's just a family values Christian
guy
who now apparently has in some way was providing
Jesus Christ
movies
man.
Of himself involved in something that's enough that they say bye-bye to him.
On a government computer, I think it's a
on
problem.
On a government
computer. We don't know what it could be. I mean, it's... right. Is violating a cantaloupe, is that a sin or no? Or
I don't think a cantaloupe can consent. sitting there looking all sexy.
That fruit was looking at me wrong. Right. All over ripe and shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Dateline. Oops, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, August 1st, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. That was a very, very reserved.
Right.
Very civil year of our Lord.
No, no, no. That's my new character. I'm Serious Radio Guy. The whole show today.
Hey, everybody. Get ready, everybody, for the morning zoo. Anyway.
Go fuck yourself.
No more pussyfooting around.
You tell us, Sarah.
You fucking idiot.
Over at the commie pinko liberal.
Debate. Right-winging, bitter-clinging, proud-clingers of our guns, our God, our, in our religions,
oh
in our
God.
Constitution. Tell us that we're not red enough? Yeah, coming from the establishment. Right.
I figured while the HuffPo was loading, we'd have a little interlude.
Fuck her. Definitely. Fuck her. But really, honestly, fuck those people cheering for her. They're out of their mind.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
And that church music in the background of that one.
So fucking stupid.
Over at the Huffington Post, did we do the commie pinko liberal part?
Oh yeah, we already did it.
Okay. Over at the HuffPo, we need a producer.
Eat me.
Volunteer.
Right.
Because we can't pay anybody.
Kate!
Unless somebody wants to, you know, we'll start that Kickstarter and then we'll pay somebody.
What about what they did in Airplane? You remember Airplane the movie? Comedy. I forgot who the fuck was in Airplane.
We're gonna get an inflatable producer.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in
Was
he in Airplane? He spoke at the DNC, didn't he?
He walked up and he said, "Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Jordan." And then he said, "Trump wouldn't be able to tell the difference."
Oh, that's hilarious. Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Oh God, that's funny.
Over at the HuffPo is the story that I don't know. I've heard this so many times, but many are saying
that possibly.
This is finally the moment that is really going to bring Trump down.
I don't believe
he's just continuing to pry his saggy orange ass cheeks apart and squat over the faces and over the grave of the Muslim American who gave his life for the country and his family who spoke at the DNC.
Oh, man. I thought there would be more diarrhea.
No, I was
I was preparing
trying
myself.
To be a little more civil. Khazir Khan is the gentleman's name.
This
and
really
he's
is
the father.
Though. I mean, what a fucking asshole.
And it started with the amazing speech that Mr. Khan gave with his wife standing next to him, where he held up the. He said, "Mr. Trump, have you read the Constitution?" And out of his pocket, he pulled out, "I'll lend you mine," he said. Yeah. And just one of the more amazing moments of the whole fucking both conventions. And then he also said, "What have you sacrificed to Trump? Who have you sacrificed?" And just when he should shut the fuck up and just say...
Mr. Khan's
son was a hero. Thank him for his service, and we understand his parents' grief.
Right.
That's it.
Bam.
Done deal.
Layup,
none of
dummy.
This, we wouldn't have the headline we currently have over the HuffPo.
Insanity.
Because this moron, this orange idiot, just can't help himself. He's fighting back. He's shitting upon...
I know.
These Muslim Americans and the thing that we lost our minds on Friday, go to crabdiving.com, listen to the Friday's show over Sandy fucking Rios, who had the nerve to question the Americanism of these people. We were outraged over that. Trump is doing it. Trump started fucking doing it.
Right.
The leader of the goddamn party.
You know, is it true that Hillary Clinton has already checked herself into a sandals resort in the Bahamas?
She's why go, say anything? Why say anything?
Fuck
yeah.
This. Save that campaign. Give that campaign money to some other race. They don't. You don't need it. Insanity, dude.
So the headline over the HuffPo is smear leader Trump stokes racist con attacks. I read something earlier that the Trump campaign sent letters to the Senate and to the House, to the Republicans there.
Yes.
They're like, hey, guys, do us a solid. Back us up on this one, basically.
Me a solid.
I'm paraphrasing.
No. But the idea that he would ask for something like that is insane.
You guys should stand behind me on this one.
If I was a GOP, I'd be like, hey, you do me a fucking solid and shut your fucking mouth, because it's insane trying to explain you to the rest of the fucking world.
Right. So not only did, Sandy Rios said her bullshit.
Yeah.
Trump was on, he did tweet out eventually. At 5:57 a.m., July 31st, which was so yesterday morning.
Dateline.
Captain Khan, killed 12 years ago, was a hero, but this is about, all caps, radical Islamic terror.
Yeah.
And the weakness of our, in quotes, leaders to eradicate it, exclamation point. That's not a Trumpian. The little orange fingers did not type that, right?
Yeah,
There's no fucking way. Eradicate.
Did we do some a grammar check on one of his tweets?
We found one from 2 days ago that he used. He spelled two things wrong in the tweet. I don't remember,
but they were big words, right?
No, they weren't. No. I think they were pretty
like there. He said the wrong there,
right?
And the wrong and the wrong your,
which drives me crazy.
The your thing is so easy because it's a contraction, and so is the there sense. Yeah.
Well, and the apostrophe S on just something that's plural. That's another thing. I'm like, why? You're giving yourself an extra step. I don't even get it. Anyway.
Fucking dumb.
One of the real sacrosanct people that you just don't go after, you don't go after Gold Star families. You don't go after people who have given their family members to the ultimate sacrifice for the country. You just don't fuck with them. And Trump is jumping on to that kind of bullshit. Where Trump went was when he was being interviewed, he said, well, the wife just stood there and, you know, didn't say anything. She probably wasn't allowed to say anything. And then he pulls that, well, you know, I'm not saying it, a lot of people are writing that. A lot of people are writing that.
To me, she was there. She was there. That she stood in front of the whole country alongside her husband while they both made that statement. He discounts her being there. That is fucking insane. He's an asshole.
The VFW has soundly... cock-slapped or schlonged.
Yeah.
Donald.
Right.
Issuing a statement that said, VFW Commander-in-Chief Brian Duffy said, election year or not, the VFW will not tolerate anyone berating a Gold Star family member for exercising his or her right of free speech or expression.
Do you think this is going to bring him down?
I don't know. You know, it's... Punching down, they say, is never works. Like, it never works. Somebody in Trump's position going after two citizens who are just citizens. Now the worst, most vile Trump supporters who are trying to defend this and go after, they're going after the cons, saying, well, now they're in politics. They're out there speaking against Trump every chance they get. Now they're fair game. But they're not. They're citizens out and, speaking their mind.
And speaking at the DNC, to me, is a sacrifice. It's another sacrifice.
She didn't want to be there, obviously. I think if you said, would you rather speak at the DNC or have your dead son back?
Oh, gee. I mean, it is a sacrifice of them to stand in front of a large group of people to share their story. It takes a toll on them personally, and they're doing it for no other reason than the greater good.
Right.
It's amazing. Hey, by the way, Mr. Khan, no, he did not read the fucking Constitution. He's too busy reading Hitler speeches right next to his fucking bed.
They said that her name is Ghazala. Ghazala Khan did not speak during the DNC because she said she was too emotional at the time. She did give interviews on MSNBC and a couple of other outlets.
Oh,
she
okay.
talked. She spoke. Trump came up with that bullshit about how those people are. They're not allowed to speak. Their women are allowed to speak.
Jesus Christ.
I guess Roger Stone has gone full batshit crazy, accusing them of being in the Muslim Brotherhood secretly. And get this, he tied them to Uma Abedin.
How?
Because she is secretly in the Muslim Brotherhood. When she's not ovaries deep in Hillary's, got her face ovaries deep in Hillary's snatcheroo.
Oh, yes.
Apparently, she is reporting to the Muslim Brotherhood, according to Roger Stone.
I'm going
to
pull the old snatcheroo on ya. Don't fall for the old snatcheroo. I love that. Oh, shit. Roger Stone is a total snatcheroo. He really is.
Yeah, he's really, really
What is Trump's... Let me ask you something. Other than being a total racist fucking snatcheroo, what is Trump's fucking strategy? What is your strategy to win, you fucking asshole? I don't get it. He doesn't want to win. This is loony.
God, it's really turning in. Even on Facebook, I've been trying to mix up our stories, but it's just turning out
it's
to
fucking
be like, Trump. So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that this ridiculous smear campaign that Trump is somehow sticking with, and his toadies are out trying to, his minions, his evil moronic flying monkeys are out trying to explain this away.
All right.
As far as I could see, he hasn't
really.
He said that they're out viciously attacking him. Now he's mad. They're out viciously attacking him. So instead of being the bigger person and saying, whatever, I understand their pain, they're upset, which is what Hillary has been doing.
Right.
With the woman that was on the GOP that her son was killed in Benghazi. And the woman is like, I blame Hillary Clinton.
What are you saying? This orange fuck should take his tiny little hands and grab an olive branch and extend it. That's what he should fucking do. Listen, we got to take a time out here just for 1 second, because this is the reason I think maybe this story goes away. Okay, so it's this one, like the Khazir Khan is the latest scandal. What was the one before it?
We can't do this because we always forget.
I know. This is why this might not matter.
There's just too many. Right. But that's why I said at the beginning. That's why I said it's like every time feels like, well, this has got to be it. John McCain. I mean,
I don't even remember the last one.
How do you get past? How did he survive Mexican rapists?
Yeah. The Mexican judge. The judge can't do his job because of his Mexican heritage. The John McCain thing is coming back.
Somebody listed the shit from this week. Just this week that happened. It's like you're here. I've got them. We've got the what's going on in Ukraine. What he said about Crimea and Ukraine.
Oh, I forgot.
He didn't know what the fuck was going on there.
I forgot about that.
Then he put out a tweet that was like Obi-Wan fuck Nobi saying this. No, that's not what I said. This isn't the bullshit you're looking for.
This isn't the bullshit you're looking for. I'm pulling a snatcheroo.
And he fucking tweeted out, this is what I said. And it's not what he said.
You didn't say it.
Right.
God, listen, Trump, we're not all fucking idiots. Wait, maybe
we are.
We've
got the debate thing with the NFL.
He's
all pissy about the debate schedule, and he says, the NFL sent me a letter that said they're upset, too, about the schedule. And then he says it was obviously the evil Hillary campaign was somehow involved. It was set months ago before the candidates were decided.
Are you looking at a list to remember these?
No.
Okay, good. Because you see all the news headlines, and if you can't remember these, probably there's not a lot of people that can, so we're fucked. If you can't remember it, then nobody's going to remember it probably. So fuck it. I mean, but this one brings back the John McCain thing. That maybe that's why it's different. The current one.
Let me remind you
where he's shitting on Kazir
shitting
Khan.
And the current military. And Obama was speaking today, and he was like, I'm sick of people. I don't think he even used the orange dude's name. He's like, I'm sick of people denigrating the military. And they're tying that in with, whoever thought the Democrats would be the go military, rah-rah military party. But fuck, that's what they're turning into. And
well, a lot of Democrats probably look, you see,
but our military, you know, there's gay people in it
and
women fighting side by side if they want to, and et cetera.
Can I marry my goat?
Not yet. Working on that one still. So then, the rest of the NFL story is that the NFL was like, no, Trump, never sent Trump a letter. We never said anything about that. And they said, you know, we'd rather not have it on that night either, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's just the shit shakes. That's the way the shit shakes out.
Who is he saying sent a letter like Bill Belichick? It's like, hey, Trump, couldn't help but notice you could have a
dear Don.
What?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don. It's fucking.
While they're pulling a train on a 14-year-old.
Oh, yeah,
some
sure.
Fuck party. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah, the Trump rape scandal. But that hasn't been a thing yet. It might not be a thing. We don't know. Who knows?
So many people, again, though, the speaker of the horse of cunts, Paul Ryan, and the Senate with turtle-faced McGee from Kentucky.
Mitch McConnell.
Electrifying personality.
The two of them issued rebukes of the statement, but both of their statements also miraculously somehow mentioned to name Donald J. Trump. What's his face? Ryan is going around saying, look, I've said all along I disagree with all these statements of of this kind.
But you should still vote for him for president.
Right.
My God, what are we supposed to do? Why am I in bizarro land?
I guess they don't want someone sitting in the big chair that might bleed on it.
I guess. I disagree with everything this guy says who's running for office, but I want you, your most sacred right as a fucking American citizen, to go pull a lever for this fucking rapist. God, what is he? I don't even know what he is. Is he a dick? I don't know. He's a jerk, a rapist, a fucking xenophobe, a racist. Yeah. I don't know.
And then here's the other one. This is...
he's a demagogue, whatever the fuck that means.
You know how they're still saying that there's a lot of evidence that leads to the fact that Russia had something to do with the break-in on the DNC servers. And, you know, WikiLeaks obviously released them. How it got from Russia to WikiLeaks, that's the question.
Yeah.
So Donald is now doing the Putin who? Who? I don't know what you're talking about. Who is this Putin you speak of? He gave this interview and he was like, they said, do you have any kind of relationship? No. Have you ever spoken to him? No, never.
But wait. Wait, what about this? This evidence.
Yeah, here's Donald.
And I spoke indirectly and directly with President Putin, who could not have been nicer. And we had a tremendous success. The show was live from Moscow, a tremendous success there.
2014, he's talking about the Miss Universe pageant. He's making it sound like he and Vlad did body shots off each other's man boobs.
Did they? Right? Yeah. Did they ride horseback?
Oh, sure.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah, that's a great picture. Yeah.
Did you see the one at Trump?
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
See the one as Trump is a pink dick running through the forest? The GIF or the GIF?
Did not see that one. Facebook also?
That's funny, man. Fuck him. He's an idiot.
So there you go. And then there's another tape of him on MSNBC being interviewed by someone during that same time period. And he says the same thing. He just about says, I love how Putin's cum tastes.
What's the secret? What's Putin's secret?
He eats a lot of kale and vodka.
It's tremendous.
And pineapple, right? Isn't that supposed to?
Bigly.
So that's the headline. Let's see what over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's be fair and balanced.
Oh, sure. What? Oh,
okay, I had this story anyway, but this is from a different way. This is, let's continue the fucking Trump train.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, or was it over the weekend? I don't even know if we did the show or if we just talk about this, because it's every day.
Yeah, it's all the time.
And all day. We talk about shit offline. Cause
speaking of bullshit gushing.
Trump is throwing shit at us 24/7.
Yes.
This was the fire marshal thing. Did we talk about that?
Oh, my fucking the show? God. The fire marshal said you can have X number of people in the building, right? And then they made people leave, and then Donald said he hates the fire marshal or
right.
some shit
so
like
that. They said, well, you know, you've given away too many tickets to this, you idiots.
You fucking
and there's we can't have this. So we'll have spillover of like another 1,000 in this next room. So Trump gets out and he speaks to the people and he's pissed. He's basically saying it's a big political conspiracy.
Right.
And like, this will change. Trust me. Oh, this will change. Oh, we're going to get rid of the fire marshal laws. We're going to get rid of the fire safety laws under Uber Fuhrer Trump.
Let me understand. We're going to have more guns and more flames under the rule of this lunatic. Yeah,
fuck your regulations.
Boy, let me vote for him. Sign me up. I love to burn and be shot to death.
And he directly shat upon the fire marshal. Like, he doesn't know what he's doing. Blah, blah, blah. Turns out this is a guy who was recently decorated because he was one of the first responders at the terrorist attack on the Planned Parenthood, the white Christian terrorist attack upon the Planned Parenthood shootout in Colorado.
Good God.
But so Trump shat all over this guy, right? For no reason whatsoever. So then, now there's another one.
A firefighter, essentially. He's shitting on like an emergency first responder person. You know what I mean?
Right.
What the fuck?
But listen to this. Here is Donald Trump now at the latest.
Yes.
He bashed. That was in Colorado Springs.
Right.
They told him he couldn't have more than 1,500 people.
God, he is. Okay. I'm officially saying he's a cunt.
He said the fire marshal's probably a Democrat.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. Probably is. You know why?
He doesn't
give a fuck about your safety. You don't want people to burn to death, you fuckhead.
Who doesn't want to see the world. The world to see how many dedicated fans he has. He said, for political reasons.
What?
Oh, wait, here's today. So he took shit for that, for saying that.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
This is last Friday. So he shit on that guy. And then he received a shitstorm himself back about, why are you going after the fire marshal for the fire laws?
He just only have too many people in the building. So if there's a fire, everybody's just fucking burned to death, you dickhead.
Now, I don't know if you'll
you
be
dickhead.
Able, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but this is outside a venue now in Columbus, Ohio. This is Trump.
By political reasons, purely for political reasons, they said in this massive building you're not allowed to have any more than 1,000 people. And that's nonsense. We could have had 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people. They've all been turned away. You saw it's a disgrace.
What his little orange hands are waving, and he said, if you couldn't hear, he said, for political reasons, for political reasons, they said in this massive building, you're not, I'm doing jazz hands.
Oh, yeah.
You're not allowed to have any more than 1,000 people. That's nonsense. We could have had 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000. They've all been turned away. You saw it's a disgrace. But wait.
So that's for political reasons. They were turned away, and that's too bad. So if we have 1,000 people in there, they won't allow any more. The fire marshal said he's not allowed to allow any more, even though the building holds many thousands of people. So I just want to tell you that that's politics at its lowest. You ought to check it out, but it's really politics at its lowest. Come on, let's go have a good time.
It's politics at its lowest. Come on, let's go have a good time.
So he wants the fire marshal checked out, investigated.
Yeah.
An ulterior motive.
Oh, yeah. It's politics, Ryan. Okay. It's not, we don't want people burning to death in a stampede if something goes wrong.
I'm going to talk about this as if that's a reasonable thing to suggest that he be looked into. No, I'm not. Listen, dickhead. I think in the world we live in, can't we look at the fire department and say, okay, what they want to do is keep us from being fucking burnt to death. Now, can we all just accept that as truth and move along? Or do we have to not believe them? Do we have to not believe the fire marshal? Or can we just fucking believe him, you fuck?
No, it's political.
God!
Trump doesn't get 100% of his way. Obviously, he's being persecuted.
How are we supposed to fucking function if we don't believe the fire department doesn't want to put out fucking fires? They don't. The reason why there's a, like, look at this big building. You get a thousand, only 1,000 people in here. What does he fucking know about shit?
Well, right?
What do you know?
It was probably some asshole standing next to him. The fire marshal's like, look, we can only let 1,000 in. And some moron next to him was like, nah, you can get three of, no boss, you can get three or four more times that.
Have you ever been in a building that's burning? I never have. I've never been caught in a fire.
No, I have not.
Thank goodness. Imagine what it's like. Chaos. Pandemonium. Do you think anybody that's ever been in a building that's on fire has thought, oh, thank God, we shoved as many people into this fucking building as possible. Right. Now I'm going to burn to death. What about that Great White Band out in fucking Rhode Island? You remember that?
Was that over capacity?
Fuck yes, yeah. It was. They all burned to death. God. This guy... he's so bad, he doesn't care if we burn to death. He doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, he's fucking stupid.
I've got...
think about it. He's supposed to be looking out for his people. He's not worried about him burning to death. That's the lowest thing. That is the lowest bar to set. If you want to take care of the people, you want to make sure they don't... your constituents don't get caught on fire. I don't know what to think.
Also Trump, I mean, what the hell, in reaction to the stuff about the cons, right?
God,
the ringing in support of Donald's,
no, his statement
of Donald's, position.
Oh, come on.
Besides Roger Stone, who's really heinous. Yeah, yeah. I mean, unbelievable that Roger Stone is linking the cons to the
it's fucking
Muslim
insane.
Brotherhood, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The I'm trying to find those.
Who is it? Who's ringing in? Is it one of these really bad guys that Alan Rickman played in Harry Potter or something? I mean, who could it be?
Well, it's ISIS. I don't have a specific.
Shut the fuck
I don't
up.
Have a specific name.
Come on, America! Come on.
The latest issue of the Islamic State's propaganda magazine, Dabiq.
They have a magazine.
Sure.
They have a magazine.
Yeah, scratch and sniff. What do you mean? Yeah.
I mean, can we find out where they print the magazine and maybe take out some of these ISIS
fuckers?
They
probably print it in a preschool somewhere in Kabul.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, that might be the wrong country.
Who knows? It doesn't matter.
They say that
magazine.
The Muslim war hero.
Yes.
Quote, died as an apostate when he was killed by a car bomb in Iraq in 2004, after he ordered soldiers under his command to stand back as he moved forward to investigate. That's what happened to Captain Khan.
He's an apostate.
He was posthumously awarded the Bronze Star and Purple Heart. He's buried at Arlington National. ISIS published a picture of the headstone and captioned it, "Beware of dying as an apostate."
Okay. Hey, Trump, listen, it sounds like you've got some interesting supporters, Chachi and ISIS. Who else could say that?
On the same day that ISIS put out their magazine, Trump was on TV saying his, you know, horrible shit about it. He feels bad he was a hero, but...
Yeah.
The...
Listen, if that con guy had something negative to say to me, go ahead, have a ball. You can say whatever you want, disparage me. I don't give a shit. Fine. I don't understand this Trump. He's insane.
When he was asked in the George Snuffleupagus interview if the
hey Snuffy
asked about the. When Trump was asked about the sacrifice part,
yeah,
he said, "What have you sacrificed?" And that's when Trump was like, "I sacrificed a lot. I've built buildings, and I've worked hard, and
yeah, I sacrificed a lot.
I had to fuck a 13-year-old with a condom
oh,
once.
Yeah, What a sacrifice. Hey, by the way, one of our commenters on Facebook had the funniest comment about this story. She said, what have you sacrificed? Because besides a bunch of tube socks that you've jerked off into. That's gross. A good one. Good comment.
Join in the fun over at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Tube socks.
I've also got, let's see what else here. Oh, okay. One of Donald's, God, there's so many of them, but just one of the more idiotic surrogates that are out there is this, her name is Scotty Nell Hughes.
Does she wear a necklace of bullet shells around her fucking
neck?
No,
that's Katrina Pearson. Oh, I know her without looking her up.
God. She's got bullets around her fucking neck.
It's crazy these people are.
She's loons.
So the supporters and the surrogates are somehow being expected to be out there somehow defending and explaining away how Trump is just really defecating upon this dead soldier and his family.
I'm fucking real.
And here is Scotty Nell Hughes on the CNN explaining Trump-splaining,
right?
I guess we would say.
How difficult. How do you even do that?
About Trump's sacrifices that he's made.
Sacrifices. I mean, Frederica, I've done a lot of work with veterans on PTSD issues. Have I sacrificed anything for my country? Absolutely not. The people who sacrificed are people like the soldiers that give their lives every day. In fact, you know, Scotty points out it had nothing to do with the Muslim ban. If Donald Trump had his way, they would not have been allowed in this country.
Those soldiers that
Khan saved may very well have died as a result.
She's saying that is absolutely false. One of his other surrogates, Roger Stone, is saying, yes. Well, they have obvious ties to the Islamic Brotherhood. Therefore, if that's the case, they would have absolutely not allowed them into the country. Right?
Right.
This is Hillary Clinton supporter Bernard Whitman, who has been talking about, who said, I've worked with veterans on PTSD issues. Have I sacrificed anything for my country? Absolutely not.
God,
he said, the people who sacrificed are people like these soldiers that give their lives every day. Here's, and then ringing in there when he said Trump wouldn't let these people in. That's
right.
Scotty Nell Hughes.
That's the problem with this. This is how you know this is a spin of the media spin. First of all, let's look at that interview that just happened. The question it was. Those were two separate questions that were put together. Mr. Trump was responding to the fact of sacrificing. Nowhere did he ever say that his sacrifice was equivalent or more even close to what the Khans had given up. I mean, let's say we all have always said they deserve the respect.
The question was, what have you sacrificed? And Trump gave a list of something that is none of which is a sacrifice in any stretch of the imagination. And she's saying, well, he never compared the two. He just said those are his sacrifices. He didn't say his were the same.
What do you think these surrogates do to get ready to fucking explain this lunatic's thinking?
Put their head underwater for almost 3 minutes?
They must do like Vulcan mind exercises or something. I don't know.
Mind?
I don't know. It's just, imagine it's your job. Your job is you get up in the morning, you look at what this lunatic says, and then you have to go talk to experienced journalists about it and try to make it make sense on some fucking level.
Yeah, great.
They must be profound drunks. They must go. I mean, I'm not. It's all alleged, but how do they not go home at night and just smoke a big fat joint right. And get wasted?
Like being the public defender for Gacy.
When do you? Yeah. At what point do you say, I don't know how to explain this. I can't.
There are a couple that are out there that are like, well, you know, I don't think that's what he meant. Listen to where this goes.
God.
Sacrifice was equivalent or more even close to what the Khans had given up. I mean, let's say we all have always said they deserve the respect.
I think the question is creating a job considered a sacrifice?
No, it's not.
Can I answer? This is more about, yeah, you know what? Creating jobs caused him to be at work, which cost him two marriages, which he's admitted.
I didn't know
his,
that.
Donald Trump has sacrificed two marriages for his business.
I didn't know that was coming. That's not fair. That actually hurts. My internal organs hurt now. That's insane. That didn't make any sense. Wait a second. Hold on a second. He created a job so he couldn't keep his fucking wife happy.
He sacrificed by cheating on two wives.
What? Listen, getting pussy is a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice.
This is more about, yeah, you know what? Creating jobs caused him to be at work, which cost him two marriages, which he's admitted. Time away from his family to sit there and invest.
Fidelity cost him that.
Did you hear that guy? Fidelity cost him that.
Yeah.
I think he meant infidelity.
This is nuts. Well, he's fucking stymied. I can't imagine. Imagine you're on camera and you're listening to this fucking bullshit.
Oh, the look on the Hillary supporter's face was like, wait, what? What?
Family to sit there and invest.
Fidelity cost him that.
Actually, being away from his family, he's admitted. Never did he say that his...
being away from his family inside another vagina.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean,
he built shit in New York. That's where he lives.
Listen, being a real estate mogul.
He probably goes elsewhere, but for the most part.
It's not he's rich. It's not a sacrifice. This kid. Oh, my God. This kid.
Actual sacrifice was in anywhere comparison. That is the spin of the media and an ongoing bias. And like I said, they do not, we respect their laws, but at the same time, they don't represent all the Gold Star families right now. You know they what? Represent one. They were showcased on the stage. And if they
don't represent all the Gold Star families.
What does
right
that
now?
Fucking mean? Because they're not white?
Yeah, is because they're evil, stinking Muslims.
Is that what she's saying?
Of course that's what she's saying. But no, that's not what they're saying.
That's so horrible.
That's exactly
though. That's
what
so
they're
fucking
saying.
Horrible.
Right? That's all they got.
You know what?
They don't represent all the Gold Star family.
Say, if Donald thinks what he did was a sacrifice, there's an easy way. It's similar to his. There's an easy way to find that out. When Donald, go to the fucking military, get outfitted in a uniform, and get a gun, and run around in the desert, and you have fucking ISIS. Have ISIS shoot at you. And then you say, if that is that sacrifice similar
right.
to you fucking somebody else on the side?
How about Eric? How about Eric or Donnie taking their obvious great marksmanship skills that they bring down a probably tethered elephant?
Yeah.
And
I hate his kids.
Why don't they put some of those skills to use on the streets of Mosul? Hmm.
How did we get here?
Huh?
How did we get here? How is this guy running for president? It's a Tea Party. These fucking idiots. It's fucking Jesus and your fucking bullshit got our country to this point. I hope you're happy.
Right now, they represent one. They were showcased on the stage, and if they had such a problem with being out there in public, then they should not have been on the stage. They should not have. She already had an op-ed in the Washington.
See, now she's saying they're getting what they deserve. All the hatred from our side that they're getting, all the shitting upon the Gold Star family is just what they deserve because they said Mr. Trump is bad. Therefore, they deserve it.
They can say whatever the fuck they want. They gave the ultimate sacrifice their fucking son's dead.
But they hurt Trump's fifis. But they hurt Trump's fifis.
God, Donald, you think so much of yourself, you fuckhead.
What a tiny, sad little man, really? I mean, what a sad little man he is.
Damn, it's hard to believe he's actually a man that underneath that fucking... orange right. skin, there's veins and capillaries and organs and blood. I don't believe it.
Washington Post. He's been on every morning talk show. They've already done a blog. This is shows the spin right now. This is about. This is not about our soldiers and our family. This is about demonizing a candidate and completely trying to get
demonizing. You're a demon.
How many times did they trot out that poor woman that lost her son in Benghazi?
Yeah, I mean, listen, this,
which is a completely different situation because. Hillary Clinton did not have anything to do with the death of that person. This idiot, sadly, I'm sad for her loss, but Hillary Clinton had nothing directly to do with the loss of her son. So her out there saying that she blames Hillary 100% is misguided and wrong. These people are not out there blaming Trump for the death of their son. They're blaming Trump for the anti-Muslim rhetoric that, I don't know, he's still fucking doing.
Meanwhile, Trump is out blaming the fucking fire marshal for not wanting people to be burned to death in a building if something happened and it caught on fire. There are too many fucking people inside of it. waving
his little orange hands around.
He's like, wow, this fucking evil ass fire marshal.
Political. This is political.
Fuck him. Hey, you know what? I bet when that little fuckhead wakes up in the morning, he's listening to all the headlines and shit. The first time he heard the name Khazeer Khan, he was like, Khan. What do you mean? Ricardo Montalban?
I saw that movie.
Yeah. Star Trek 2 was the best one. It was the best one. No. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that was, a lot of people think that was the best one.
Okay.
So Scotty Nell Hughes, I'm not even going to continue. This goes on for another minute of more. Well, here, what the hell?
And now you have more Trump surrogates going out and attacking the parents of a fallen soldier. Why can't you just say, you know what? I appreciate their sacrifice. End of story.
No,
it's disgusting.
Okay, Scotty, did we hear you right? Are you saying that this Gold Star family did not deserve to be on the stage? Period?
No, that's not what I said. And please don't spin me on
that. Oh, that's why I'm asking.
She just did say that.
Yeah.
She's like, well, she didn't say that they couldn't be on the stage. She's like, but if they said something bad about Trump, they're getting what they deserve.
I hear you say that.
No, you did not hear me say. What you heard me say is they don't represent every Gold Star family. If they want to stand up there in honor of their son, then talk about your son. But don't sit there and go against Mr. Trump. Don't sit there and say he's never read the Constitution. Don't go on this attack media spin that we've seen today. All that does is prove that this is a media corrupted story that unfortunately uses the idea of a victim, someone that has fallen in Iraq. This is wrong. This is against every veteran right now should stand up and demand apologies. And the family should demand apology from Hillary Clinton. Because like
the family should just...
Okay, how fast is this person... Just listen to the rate of speed that this person's speaking at.
The family should demand an apology from Hillary Clinton, they said.
The cons should. They should get Hillary to apologize for what?
Because she voted yes for the war. That's the spin they're putting on it, that it's Hillary Clinton. And one of them came out today, said it's Barack Obama's fault.
What?
Because of the failed war, that he didn't get us out of the war when Captain Khan was killed.
Yeah, yeah.
When Obama was still a state senator, by the way.
God damn it.
So, say Obama had anything to do with it, it's crazy.
This is
insane. They blame Hillary, who was a senator at the time and voted for the Iraq War,
most of them
stupidly did. But that's how they're laying the death of Captain Khan at the feet of Hillary. That's how these idiots, the Trumpalos, the morons
God,
are. It's so sad.
It hurts my brain to listen.
I don't. It's
so convoluted.
Dumbly. Bigly. That bigly stupid. How does one wrap one's brain around it?
I don't know.
I think if you have too many active brain cells, you just can't. Just doesn't work.
It's the party of fuck you. That's all. That's all that matters. It's the party of fuck you. That's all that matters to these idiots. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Good God.
We're mad. Fuck you.
They don't even know what they're mad about. They don't even know. They just want to make America great again. And they don't know how they want to make it great. They can't even tell you why it's not great, but they want to make it great. A bunch of dumbasses.
Meanwhile, Paul Manafort.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Russia.
Who I read something about. There's something, I might have put it on our Facebook, or I will put it on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Tweet us during the show, too, ladies and gentlemen, or tweet us anytime, 24/7, at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. Right now, thanks, Redneck Rape Reviews, for saying, well, unlike liberals, I had some once, as far as our common sense. I think you said you vaped away your common sense. I think you're battling a gun nut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You might have said something about his common sense.
Oh, yeah, he's like vapors for America.
Yeah, they
are they responding?
He said, well, unlike liberals, I had some once.
Good one.
Oh, libtard.
Please play the applause for that dickhead. Fuck you.
Paul Manafort denied a report that what's coming out now is that the Trump campaign, the reports that on the RNC committee for the platform, that they, some insiders that were on the platform committee said they were surprised that the Trumpian, the Trumpalos, the Trumpets, the Trumpistanians didn't try to push back more on certain like social issues, we hate homos is in the platform. They thought that maybe the Trump campaign might try to push back on that because Trump has historically been kind of wishy-washy on some of these social issues. But these insiders allegedly said that that didn't happen, but that the one thing that they wanted to make sure was in the platform was these concessions about Ukraine.
What do you mean?
About fucking Ukraine and the party's stance in how active the United States is going to be in helping Ukraine defend itself against Uncle Nipples riding in on his bear.
Yeah, yeah.
With no shirt on. He has no shirt. The bear, right. I guess, is optional.
Yeah. The bear actually wears his shirt.
Right.
Mother Nature, Jesus gave him that.
So on the Meet the Press.
Yes.
So now that's come out that this doesn't help with this whole Russian connection thing. Why would the Trumpian campaign be so concerned about one issue of all of them? And it's like, we should soften our promise to help Ukraine to fight against Vladimir Putin.
What do we like about Trump? If you're a Trumpalo,
he says it like it is.
He's a horrible business guy. He has fucking suspicious ass ties to Russia. He's shitting on the cons. He wants you to burn to death. What the fuck? What's your major malfunction?
You have great parties, though.
Yeah, right.
So on Meet the Press on Sunday, Paul Manafort was on. And Paul Manafort, I read this thing from the New York Times that's what I'm going to put up. It was about how he, like, exactly what his dealings were in this Ukraine thing. The pro Uncle Nipples leader there.
Yes.
There were all kinds of shenanigans. I think they found out they had an election.
Okay.
He was elected, but then they found out that they just cheated the fuck out of the thing. I mean, even the Ukrainian Supreme Court was like, oh, come on.
Right.
And they overturned that election.
Right.
And then the pro-West,
okay,
pro-NATO dudes got in.
Right.
So ever since then, Uncle Nipples has been pissed off because he wants a pro-Nipples regime,
sure,
in there.
Pro-Nipples. Release the nipples.
And
free the nipple.
So Manafort came in to rehabilitate the image,
yes,
of the pro-Nipples guy.
Okay.
Who fucking frauded the election. So Manafort's job was spinning and rehabilitating the party as this like alternative right wing solution to.
Okay.
But it's, they're pro nipples. If this guy gets in again, there's just going to be just Putin jizz all over
the
Ukraine. Yeah.
We're going to need a cleanup on aisle 69.
So they asked him on Sunday. Chuck Todd said,
God damn it.
What's going on with this report that you guys pushed the RNC to soften this stance on Ukraine?
Yeah. Because,
you know, the Republicans have always been like, Obama's a feckless weenie that he allowed Uncle Nipples to take Crimea.
Right.
And, you know, stick the tip in.
Sure.
To the rectum of Ukraine.
A rectal tease.
So Manafort said, I had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
We had nothing to do with that.
Oh, great. Okay. Issue resolved.
He said, in fact, I didn't hear about that until after the convention was over.
Ooh, little old me.
Really?
Gee.
Something to do with the Ukraine was changed in the official policy of an official platform. And the guy who's been working in the Ukraine for the past 12 years, working with a guy who is freely human centipeded up.
Right.
To fucking Vladimir Putin.
And this doesn't bother anyone.
Didn't know about it. I didn't know about that.
Well, what? This doesn't bother the people that got a boner for Hillary's server and her fucking emails. Can you imagine?
Manafort said it absolutely did not come from the campaign. I don't know who everybody is, but I guarantee you it was nobody that was in the platform committee.
Wait a second. How can you guarantee it wasn't somebody when you don't know who it was? That it could be anybody,
Todd,
you dickhead.
Because Chuck Todd said, where did it come from? Everyone on the platform committee said it came from the Trump campaign. And that's when Manafort said, I don't know who everybody is, but it was nobody from us.
Oh, my God. Aren't we like, don't we go into countries sometimes, the UN, and, you know, we're part of like a team that oversees like free and fair elections and shit like that. You know, some real Jimmy Carter bullshit. How are we going to do that with this Trumpola, with Trump in charge? His goddamn campaign manager.
There was a couple of weeks ago, a reporter at the Washington Post, one of Trump's big enemies.
Sure. the fire marshal.
A reporter over there, Josh Rogan.
Right.
Reported a couple weeks ago that the Trump campaign, quote, worked behind the scenes to make sure the new Republican platform won't call for giving weapons to Ukraine to fight Russian and rebel forces.
Why this? Why? That's the only thing they give two fucks about.
They said a platform committee offered an amendment to the platform that called for supporting Ukraine members of the Trump campaign who were not members of the committee. Supporting Ukraine, comma, there should be a comma.
Okay. okay.
Members of the Trump campaign who were not members of the committee jumped in to edit the amendment.
Oh, great.
Reported the Post. Says they stripped the language from the amendment, saying the U.S. should help Ukraine by, quote, providing lethal defensive weapons, unquote. And instead, they wrote that America should offer appropriate assistance.
Wow.
So the wording was we should give them basically weapons, provide lethal defensive weapons. And the Trump campaign went, maybe let's just write what's appropriate. Let's give them what's appropriate.
We're going to send over a bunch of aggressive throw pillows.
Right. And cat posters that say, hang in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, dude. There's a funny article in The Onion recently that said that cat and all those posters just couldn't do it anymore and fell to his death.
You're right. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this beautiful Monday. We got another hour to go here. Thanks for downloading us. If you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher, leave us a good review. We'd appreciate the hell out of that. Leave us some good stars and shit. Don't forget, if you're going to buy stuff on the internets, buy it through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon, and you can help us out here. We don't bombard your ear holes with any advertising here, and we could make a couple of shekels, help pay for all this shit here.
Sure.
Help us out. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We got to pay off the fire marshal.
Got to pay off the fire marshal.
He's making the fire. See, like, it's a nut. Who goes... I mean, he literally invented that scandal out of nowhere. Or it's not a scandal, whatever the fuck it is.
It's a conspiracy theory. It's another, it's the world versus Trump. It's, yeah, so
that's
he's,
it.
He's really just lining up all of these forces against him so that when he just gets flung over the top the pinball machine,
right?
In the election,
like Jody Foster,
that, I hope he just loses bigly.
Right.
That he's going to have all these excuses of everyone that was against him. The lamestream media was against him. Even the fire marshals were against me.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. God, this is insane.
So Manafort is saying, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the best defense.
Right.
That, you know?
Right. As he's washing... Ukrainian butt juices off of his lips.
Right. Like, gonna need an extra large towel for that. I don't know if you've, whatever.
Right. Can you, again, another one.
There'll be something
imagine
tomorrow.
Imagine if there was the tiniest hint of, like, this kind of a foreign connection on the
with
other
Hillary.
Side.
And oh, they forget about it.
Well, they're saying Saudi Arabia donated to the Clinton Foundation.
Oh, I've heard.
Therefore, she's gonna hand over the keys to the country, to the Saudis.
You know, I think the problem with this story sticking, the whole Russian thing, which to me is one of the worst ones.
Terrifying.
Like, right? You have to read that whole article to get it. You know what I mean? I think you have to actually look at it. It's not great for sound bites.
Right.
So no one's going to understand it. So it doesn't matter. It's so sad. Nobody's going to understand how bad it is. Nobody's going to get why it's important, blah, blah, blah.
Well, right.
It's bullshit.
They can just say the gay Mexicans are coming to turn your sons into homosexuals and rape your daughters.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let the raping begin.
This happened on a New York subway.
Okay.
This is a happening on the subway in New York City. It's an African American lady who was standing up to a diminutive little white gentleman in a weird. It's a white suit. He looks like fucking Colonel Sanders.
Damn it. You know what
And he's even got like some kind of a straw hat on.
Very odd.
He looks very foppish. White shoes.
Dude, he looks
weird facial hair.
Danny DeVito in Romancing the Stone. Yeah. His character.
And he's a little dude. I believe he's inebriated. he seems to be acting in that manner of some sort.
Lovely, but lovely individual, by the way.
As we open, they're obviously screaming at each other, and she's like, "I'm just going to sit down. I'm going to sit down." And he was just screaming, "Cunt!"
Right.
Now listen to where he goes.
Cunt. Bitch. Cunt. Left. Big cunt. Worthless, stupid, fucking cunt. Donald Trump. Yes. 2016.
So. Now he's standing in front of apparently his friends. He's scooted down farther away from the woman he was yelling at and fighting with. And she's sitting in her seat. And you can hear her responding to him. But he's now like 10 feet away from her. But he's yelling in the face of his friend.
Insane.
Like he's telling her what a cunt this woman is.
Yeah, yeah.
But did you hear what he just said? And then he stomped his foot. Trump 2016. And stomped his foot. Ugh. Now, why would he do that, I wonder?
Donald Trump! Yes! 2016!
Yes!
Enough! Yes! Put them back in the fucking fields where they belong!
Yes!
There it is. Put them back in the fucking fields where they belong. And the African-American woman is yelling, yes, yes, there it is. Yes.
Trump, I don't know how he did it. He won the heart of this troll, this fucking troll in a Don Johnson fucking Miami Vice suit. Racist troll loves you, Donald.
And again, we're not saying everybody that supports Trump is a racist, but once again, if there's a party that you're going to choose out of the two and you're a fucking racist, it's a no-brainer.
I mean, if you have empathy for minorities, for immigrants, for gay people, LGBT, transgender, I don't know how you vote for Trump. Or, you know,
he loves the gays.
If you know
the gays love him.
If you have any friends in your life that with inside fun parts or, you know, relations or whatever, I don't know how you support the Trump.
Right.
I don't fucking get it. Totally fucking bananas. This guy's he really does remind me of that character from Romancing the Stone, Danny DeVito's character. So fucking funny. Except less likable. And we're talking about somebody that tried to feed a person to an alligator.
There's a horrible Trump supporter, a radio dude by the name of Bill Mitchell.
Okay.
Who is a longtime Trump backer. He's the host of Your Voice radio program.
Oh, my God.
Any asshole can have a radio show on the internet.
Your Voice.
Crabdiving.com.
Shove it up your ass.
Streaming 24/7.
Oh, yes. On your computer, your smart device.
He is the, 50,000 followers on the Twitter. He tweeted out to his 50,000 followers on the Twitter, quote, "Hate to spit in the politically correct punch bowl."
Gross.
But, you know, in this political correct thing, it really...
There's no punch bowl.
They think that being politically correct or not being politically correct means... that you can say just vile, heinous, racist, hate-filled shit.
Maybe these people that are hung up on that term politically correct, think about it like this. you want to live your life where you treat other human beings like human fucking beings, right? Think about it like that. Maybe that'll help you. You fucking idiots.
I mean, there might be times where people get a little oversensitive about certain things, and one could call that politically correct,
right?
Maybe taken too far. But
let's err on that side. Well, how about that?
Right. But also, this ain't one of them. This is not one of those times.
No, that you're right.
Where it's on the fence.
This guy.
So this guy tweets out, I hate to spit in the politically correct punch bowl, but getting shot or blown up in the line of duty makes you a soldier, not a hero.
Oh my God. Wow.
We'll just let that one. There we go.
What does that mean? You're doing your job and you deserve it?
It's the same. It's the same thing that Trump said.
Yeah, yeah.
I like heroes that don't get caught.
Oh, that is disgusting.
This guy is like, I like heroes that don't get killed.
I'll tell you what, man. I don't know what it's like to go to Afghanistan or Iraq or fucking Syria, run around in the desert, the hot goddamn desert. You got either ISIS or the Taliban or some fucking asshole shooting at you.
Right.
I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine. Those people are fucking heroes.
And then they're heroes regardless. But then this guy told his crew to stay back as he went to investigate a car that was a bomb.
Unreal. That guy's a hero.
Yes. That's yeah.
I'm sorry. They are. Those people are heroes. You wouldn't do it.
Trump supporter.
I wouldn't do it.
Trump supporter. I mean, just look at the atmosphere. That's the bullshit about the political correctness is they think that they should be able to say anything. They should be able to walk around and call someone the N-word. Yeah, How dare you attack my First Amendment? You can, but this is the part that they forget is the backlash.
You have to reap the ire of the community, dickhead.
Right.
Ooh.
I've got a story here. Oh, this is the follow-up.
Crab diving follow-up.
One of our favorite stories from last year was the...
Oh, shit.
The takeover of the Malfleur bird sanctuary by the brave... the brave, marauding sovereign citizens of the Bundy Loons.
The bird feeders have been secured!
Ryan Bundy, Ammon Bundy.
Boy, man.
The crouch spawn of Cliven Bundy.
We've secured the perimeter of the bird sanctuary.
And their whole batshit group finally arrested on a slew of charges. Last we heard from them, they had filed some motion saying that they didn't acknowledge their incarceration and how dare they? They never agreed to give away their Second Amendment rights while in jail. And they never agreed to give away their First Amendment rights to gather while in jail.
Can you open carry in prison? Yes or no?
I think it's frowned upon.
Tyranny.
They don't even let guards carry guns in prison because they're worried they're going to get jumped and the prisoner is going to then have a gun.
Yeah, you can't have a gun in prison. Don't be ridiculous. It's not like you're going to college in Texas.
I can't believe we're even... giving them a moment, but then
so fucking dumb.
So now they've gone completely batshit. Then we found out that they discovered a torn sheet rope.
Oh my God.
That had been fashioned and stuffed under his mattress along with like extra food and shit. Then he said, I'm a rancher. I'm just practicing my rope making.
Didn't they find a rock hammer in his asshole?
so now.
Yes.
In the latest of court filings,
fuck you.
Ryan Bundy declared himself a sovereign citizen free from the bounds of all federal laws.
Hey, eat my dick. What a dumbass. I'm free.
They use this, you know, they have their, like their own language and shit.
Do
like,
they really?
Like they won't capitalize certain things until they're out from the tyranny of the government or something.
Okay.
I, Ryan C, all no capitals, comma, man, am an idiot of the legal society and am an idiot. By the way, idiot in the ancient term they're using means like an outsider.
What do they mean? Are they
we know it's literal.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
We're spiking in cuneiform. So they're trying to speak in some ancient language.
He says, because I am outside of your law and outside of your bar association, I am incompetent and am not required by any law to be competent.
Okay, well, I agree. You are incompetent.
He's declared himself a sovereign citizen of the, quote, Bundy Society.
Okay, what's that?
Who was a creation of God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a creation of God.
Duh.
He's not a person as defined by the unholy Bible of the legal society.
So he's not a person? What is he, a minotaur?
No. Not as defined by your unholy Bible of a legal society, Ryan.
Oh, okay.
He's his own God-defined sovereign citizen.
Does he have a tail, or is he just like us? Do you bleed like I do?
He also... his brother Ammon.
Ammon!
Also signed the declaration.
What kind of fucking name is Ammon?
As a witness.
Okay. Did he actually write his name or did he just put a big X?
I think it's a penis print.
I jizzed on it.
They say his behavior has become increasingly erratic since he was jailed.
Okay. He's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
They talk about the braiding of the bed sheets.
I mean, he's taking over America one bird feeder at a time. What do you want from this guy?
So then there's just copies of some of these filings. They're moronic. They really am.
Right.
I, Ryan C. Mann, will hold any man liable in his or her private capacity for any burden placed upon I, man, by any man by way of representation of I.
What
and I say here, I will verify in open court that all is said to be true. I don't. He's holding anybody liable.
Jesus Christ.
God, these sovereign citizens are nut fucking jobs.
They really are, man.
Bat shit crazy. We don't have to. We don't need your laws.
I mean, maybe. I think this guy, I don't know. He needs to talk to somebody that's not crazy. That might help him. You know what they need to get in? They need to call in. He needs somebody really understanding, like the psychiatrist from MASH. Remember the guy that Hawkeye used to confide in? That's who he needs.
I remember that guy.
Somebody very sensitive.
I've got a story. This is, we haven't heard from this guy in a We See Hair.
Oh, shit.
This is, I guess, now out of a job as being a legislator in Colorado.
Oh, Gordon Klinging Shit.
None other than Gordon Klinging Shit, Klinging Schmidt, pardon
Nine.
Me.
Nine!
Still has his Pray in Jesus' Name.
Oh, of course.
Program.
Right.
And so here in California, in hippie liberal, homosexual creating... Jesus hating,
right?
Satan licking California, yes.
Profitable state, economy is bigger than Brazil. Got a bunch of Dems in charge. Whatever,
they have passed some legislation that was signed by our governor here.
We're doing better than most other states, and we're in the middle of a draft. We don't have any water, but we're doing better than Mississippi and Louisiana, and all they have is fucking water. How do you figure?
Legislation was signed.
Okay.
To include, which is interesting because you look at what the Texas schools are trying to do and Oklahoma schools are trying to do.
They're trying to make the earth the shape of a fucking pancake.
And then you look here, what we're doing. Here in California, they passed these where they are going to make sure that part of the social science curriculum in history includes LGBT rights milestones.
Awesome. Well, it should, right? It's part of our history.
This is what happened in Stonewall. This is this is this. And in 2015,
marriage equality.
We went to Satan or 16.
Oh, sure. Now we got bathroom checkers, penis checkers.
So here, talking about the addition in the curriculum in the California curriculum of LGBT history. Well, how do you think Gordon Klingon Schmidt is going to ring in on this one?
Oh, yeah. Amazingly shitty.
People are now coming after your children, mandating these lectures in school. I discern a demonic spirit of predatory sexual perversion. It's...
I discern...
I discern
That, you know what? I think he got fucked up in his own right-wing nut job words, because he was like, I discern a something of predatory. And he's like, oh, shit. I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah, I don't think Gordon works off a prompter. I think he just lets the Lord speak through him.
Is he totally off the cuff?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Predatory.
Oh, yes.
It's the same demon that is now in pedophilia when adults are coming after children.
Yeah.
It's one demon?
You didn't know that?
So there's one. How does one demon cover all the diddlers?
The big dick demon. It's coming for your kids.
I guess we'd have to take a look at Josh Duggar.
Oh, yeah. Right. He's a demon.
When adults are coming after children, is now invaded the California legislators who are now imposing their will. And this is not about freedom. This is about power.
Imposing their will.
They're
going to say, gay people exist.
Right.
Some of you kids in this classroom may be gay. You may not. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Rock on.
Yeah,
It took a while for certain LGBT rights to be recognized in this country.
Yeah.
Here's a timeline quiz on Thursday.
And every Wednesday at 7:30, seventh period, we're going to have mandatory blowjobs.
Well, exactly.
Fucking.
Everyone felch.
It's about power over children, over Christian children, over your children, to force them to learn all kinds of perversion.
Force them to all kinds of perversion.
Oh, yes. Sadomasochism.
God.
Bring out the butt plugs for latex. Please. God, you're an asshole. I hate this guy so much. What the fuck?
This is abuse. And it's yet another signal that parents must remove their children from public schools and homeschool your children.
Oh, boy. Let's just create another generation of dumb fucks.
Yeah, yeah. Stupid people.
Homeschool
Idiots.
Your kids.
Let's raise some more Trumpalos.
Especially in California. I would never enter a child into public school in California. And it's not just there, because guess what? Many of these textbooks, they're printed in California or they're printed in Texas. Now, thank God Texas has opposite laws that promote religious freedom and don't force children to learn these perversion things. But
religious freedom! We're given the religious freedom to teach kids that the earth is fucking 6,000 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Religious freedom.
Force children to learn these perversion things. But if your textbooks are being printed in California, and you're in a neighboring state that buys textbooks from California, guess what?
You're going to have a dick in your ass in 10 minutes.
The blowjob
it's
going to
have that same information, and your children nationwide will be infected with this monstrosity.
You're going to get AIDS. You're going to get AIDS from a textbook.
Now, we need to pray about this.
Oh, fuck you.
The Bible says this in Mark chapter 9.
Shove it up
your Whoever
ass.
Causes one of these little ones who believe in Jesus to stumble, it'd be better to have a millstone hung around their neck and they'd be thrown in the sea.
God, listen to that.
Well, those are Jesus' words. But now,
hold on a second.
I want to invite you to pray.
Fuck you.
Father.
Shove it up your ass, your invitation. Hey, what's up with this millstone that's being thrown around my neck and then get tossed in the ocean? What understanding Christian like Jesus is this?
I know it's very loving.
Oh, sure. I'm going to drown.
It's very loving.
Fuck you, Gordon, you loser.
That's what's going on there.
That's unreal. Fuck him.
Well, do you want to hear Gordon pray?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Heaven, we do pray in Jesus' name that you will end the violation of innocent children.
No, by the way,
Father, I pray that we would step in as a government.
We agree.
Yeah, by the way, Jesus' response to all this, go fuck yourself. Call somebody that cares, dickhead.
Yeah, try loving people.
And rebuke the evildoers instead of forcing their bad ideas upon innocent children. Father, protect the children from this pedophile spirit of abuse that is now invading the public school system in California.
Pedophile and LGBT again.
Right. He's a fucking asshole.
It's the same thing to him.
Hey, Gordon, if there's a God, he hates you. He fucking hates everything about you. He probably likes me better, and I don't even believe he fucking exists.
Not if his God is real.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think that many people believe in his God, thankfully.
Gordon, you're talking to no one, by the way. You're praying. It's just like you're a fucking idiot. Fuck you. God, fuck him.
I've got another story that's left over from Faithless Friday here, ladies and gentlemen.
Faithless Friday. Cine.
But this is political also. This is in Ohio, the sovereign state of Ohio.
Fuck you.
John Kasich.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
governor,
sure.
Who was
endorsed Trump or no?
Was doing his nails for 3 days during the Republican National Convention in his own state.
He didn't have a chance to get his hair did.
A little busy. There was a 4-3 decision. And this is what's scary, is that three of these assholes voted the way they did. The Ohio Supreme Court. This is a case of a 71-acre home owned by a couple named Robert and Janet Hartenstein.
Okay.
Or Steen.
Okay.
Frankenstein? Or
Nein!
Frankenstein. I do not know. They live there full time, but they also opened their big, giant 71-acre home.
Ooh, okay.
To local church leaders.
Okay.
So that they could take sabbaticals whenever they wanted.
Perfect.
They
from what? Pretending to talk to something in the sky?
They decided that they applied for a tax exemption for as a religious deal.
Right.
They in return they made them food, took no money, and offered counseling.
Counseling for what? For like Jesus and shit like that?
Yes, of course. Religious counseling.
Oh, great. What? How's that go? What? Like, what happens in religious counseling?
I don't know.
Do you talk about yourself?
Innkeeper Ministries, they called it. So they would. Place. They opened their big giant house.
Okay.
To Bible waivers.
Sure.
To come and hang out and be counseled by them. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, okay. That sounds like fun, by the way, doesn't it?
Which is nice, but does not qualify it as a ministry.
Oh, okay.
They called it Innkeeper Ministries, and they were trying to get a tax break. They were trying to get a religious tax break on 71-acre mansion.
Yeah, okay. You need all that space to minister to people or whatever?
And these are rich as fuck people. This isn't some ministry that scraped up the money to buy a big house.
Bug.
These are rich people who were like, oh, I got a way that we don't have to pay taxes.
Fuck you, boy.
They got the tax break. Then
yes.
The state sued again. And the Supreme Court of Ohio finally overturned it and said, fuck you. You do not deserve a tax break.
Right.
For this. The court said once it's used as a permanent residence, it no longer can be exclusively 100% designated as a charity. So they were trying to write off their house.
It's a giant fucking, how big is this place?
71 acres.
That's enormous. That's like the size.
Giant, yeah.
It's the size of a fucking city.
The court noted that while the Hartensteins or Steins established a nonprofit corporation as the property owner, they failed to provide evidence of how many sought to use the space, blah, 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 blah. So they just said, well, it's not for profit.
Right.
Therefore, we don't have to pay taxes.
Well, why don't they just build a little community there where homeless people can live on the grounds or something? And,
right.
You know what I mean? Why don't they do something like that?
Well, then anybody could say our property is not for profit because we'll let somebody stay here for free.
I'm going to counsel you about Aquaman.
Right. So the Ohio Supreme Court said, no shenanigans, none of that shit going on here.
Nine shenanigans!
God, this tax exemption shit, we really got to keep an eye on, especially more and more these churches and some of these preachers are just actively giving us the middle finger and saying, look, we're supposed to stay out of politics, but we don't care. Jesus wants us in politics, so fuck you. Vote Trump.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, we're just going to take the shaft to Jesus forever. I don't know.
We'll keep your own shaft, but don't put it in our...
Wait a second. Keep your own shaft. Just don't put it over there. Not in here.
Keep it out of our snatch.
Do not sheathe my snatch. Snatcheroo.
Snatcheroos.
It's called pulling the old snatcheroo.
Backfiring. This is also a crab diving follow-up, ladies and gentlemen. On
crab diving follow-up.
Separation of church and state. We've,
fuck you.
Regular listeners, you know that we wholeheartedly support the Satanic Temple.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is...
Bring on the devil dick.
I don't want to say it's a fake religion. It's
right.
a religion.
It's real. Even though
you don't have to believe in God to be in it, or any, in fact, most people I think in the Satanic Temple don't believe in any kind of God.
They don't worship the devil.
Or Satan.
What do they call it that?
To bug the shit out of the Christians.
There you go. That's awesome.
And first when I, you know, the first reaction is like, God, why would you name yourself the Satanic Temple if your goal is to... you know, kind of help demonstrate the separation of church and state and bring people around to your side.
Yes.
People are just going to hate you. But that's the genius of it, is that this is the worst case scenario that those Christians could think of as far as getting equal time to their bullshit.
Right.
And
it's something they're scared of.
And when they have, and when they don't realize that they've had the privilege of cramming their message down people's throats for so long, that now, as the country's becoming more secular and less Jesus-y and more other or none, that people are saying, you know, I'd rather not have that Ten Commandments out in front of my courthouse. I'd rather not have God We Trust emblazoned on the sheriff's cars.
Here's a thought. Can we throw some art around out there? Maybe instead, in every courthouse, we've got a big, gigantic concrete slab of the Ten fucking Commandments from Charlton Hestonville, USA. Can we put a mural up? Maybe a painting, a watercolor, something pleasant.
How about buy some meals for people?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I love you're
commission
right.
Commission some granite bullshit.
Holy shit. That's a great idea.
Put those thousands of dollars to hiring somebody to go around and help the homeless or
the
whatever.
The fuck would Jesus do? What the fuck would Jesus fucking do?
So the Satanic Temple, some of their most famous battles involve the Oklahoma Ten Commandments, which the governor there, Mary Fallon, and the Christo Mullahs of the Oklahoma legislature are still battling to try to somehow get the state constitution changed to allow them to have their rock in front of their court. Capitol the Ten Commandments on it.
Why don't you go to Kabul, grab a copy of the Afghanistani constitution, just make a photocopy and use it for your shit state. You'd love it. Or Iran or something. Go fuck yourself.
So the Satanic Temple is the ones that they've commissioned, and I don't know where it is now, but somewhere is that giant Baphomet statue that they had that was ready to go.
Deep in the heart of Hades.
Ready to go to Oklahoma, because the view is, the right view is, that it's either everybody or nobody when it comes to this religious display or a religious display on public property. You have to allow all religions equal access or none.
But Jesus!
No.
All hail Baphomet!
But constitution, but laws.
I give my life to Baphomet! What do you think of that?
So in terror of having... Baphomet statue put up.
Yes.
Some of these places are just taking everything down and saying, okay, we're not going to have it anymore.
They're so scared.
Satanic Temple is also putting out sending out people to give invocations in front of these town meetings, city meetings, council meetings, state meetings.
Yes.
Where we have to sit and listen to an invocation. Most of the time, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, blah, blah, blah.
And now we're going to ask you to pray to Baphomet.
Well,
fuck
that's you. They have to have equal access.
Absolutely.
Where they usually have the local Baptist. We have diversity. We had the Methodist last week, and this week we got the Baptist.
And now we got a Wiccan, so fuck off.
No, I mean, that's how they had diversity
before. That's how they,
their diversity before was, we had a Catholic, we had a...
We're going to have an Episcopalian.
Yeah, nothing non-Christian.
Oh, yeah.
And we say, and the Satanic Temple says, well, how about nobody? How about no invocation?
Wow.
How about no magic spells before it, unless you want it, or your own magic spells?
Sure.
At your own time. How about a moment of silence, which is ridiculous, too?
How about
voting some jobs? How about getting our bridges fixed?
Or how about
stuff like that?
We talk about this all the time, too. How about, of course, no invocation or moment of silence? Who gives a fuck? Why don't you reexamine why you're having the meeting in the first place? Can it be replaced? Can that meeting be substituted with a finally worded email?
Well, town meetings are usually where people get a chance to speak and stuff. We want those
Skype
to be
it.
Public. We want
just,
those. Public.
Yeah, but Skype it.
Nobody Not everybody has technology.
I guess. But then you don't even have to go there.
Well, I think it should be both.
Right. The option.
So in Congress, they're saying, this is over at Pathos, over at the Friendly Atheist blog. The Equal Access Act of 1984 is when the evangelicals, when Jerry Falwell and his moral, quote, majority, this is really the beginning of the opening of the pristine flower of the GOP.
Yummy.
To the evil schlong of the evangelical pastors.
Whipping it out.
The Equal Access Act said that the government could not prevent formation of after-school Bible clubs at public schools as long as they weren't organized by a teacher. You know, it's one of these where the kids can form their own club.
Who wants to, what kid is forming a Bible club, man?
Jerry Falwell was beside himself with glee, quoted as saying, "We knew we couldn't win on school prayer, but equal access gets us what we wanted all along."
Jesus. What a dick.
But what they didn't count on,
right,
was other clubs wanting to form
Baphomet,
such as the Gay Straight Alliance.
Hell yeah.
Or the Secular Student Alliance, which are groups that started forming.
And let's be honest.
And that the Christians have fought every step of the way.
Yeah. The Gay Straight Alliance, necessary.
But
a good thing.
They don't want them to have equal access to that.
But like, do you see what I mean? Like that group, to me, I can see a big benefit of having a group of people. They get together and
tell you, you're not going to burn in hell. Yes. You're not worthless. Don't kill yourself.
Right.
As opposed to the Bible waivers. Who knows? Telling you you're going to burn in hell. And
the earth is 6,000 years old.
The world
will
be better off
without
you.
Yeah, yeah. Here. And by the way, somebody in the Old Testament is going to go saw their son in half and offer it as a sacrifice to some weird fucking sky god. That's not strange.
So now, there's also the Supreme Court also ruled in 2001 that public schools with limited public forums could not discriminate on the basis of religion. If you rent out a space.
Ugh.
If you rent it out to the local Methodists,
right,
you got to make it available to the Jews. You got to make it available to the Muslims.
Why not?
And the secular groups, which drives them crazy because they're like, but then it's a religion. The Christians have found a way to... I mean, those of us who are strict secularists,
yes,
exploit this
heathen
and have formed these what's called good news clubs, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
At elementary schools. These are groups that are there's a giant group called the Child Evangelism Fellowship. How creepy is that?
That sounds like it's straight out of goddamn Middle Earth.
It's funny how Klingenschmitt talks about them coming for your children. They're coming for the children. It's right here.
You're indoctrinating people.
Child evangelism. That's what it says.
How is it not child abuse to tell someone that here, based on a bunch of rules we found in this dusty old fucking book that we don't know where the fuck it came from, some guy in the sky, if you violate any of these rules, they're going to wield lightning down upon you. But no, go ahead and live a normal, happy life.
Well, even that. What about evolution?
Oh, yeah. What about that?
Go off and get a good job in the sciences, kid, while you think that Adam and Eve, you know, had to scoop up Triceratops shit over there from the barn.
I wasn't born from the scum of monkeys, you motherfucking hippie.
No, worse.
Right.
The, so by, it says by 2011,
yeah,
that this group, this Child Evangelism Fellowship,
how had creepy,
had these good news clubs in 5% of the nation's elementary schools.
That seems like a shit ton. That's a shit. How? These people are insidious.
They're run by outside volunteers. So last year,
yes,
in Detroit,
fuck you,
a group of atheists decided to push back.
Right.
And they started a club for children of non-religious parents that was called the Young Skeptics Club.
I love it.
Sponsored by what they called the Better News Club.
Ah, that's funny.
Incorporated.
See, we'll always be funnier than you guys. That's a thing. I don't know why.
But because it was just a small movement or whatever, they didn't have money behind them. Like the nationwide Child Evangelism Fellowship does.
They sound so fucking creepy, dude.
It didn't fly that well. There, you know, it didn't gain that much traction.
Yes.
So now the Satanic Temple has decided to get involved.
Let's do it.
Satanic Temple also, one other thing, good thing they did, remember, in I think it's in Missouri, there's still court case pending. Sure. A woman there who's a member of the Satanic Temple went to get an abortion.
Yes.
And they told her, you got to wait 48 hours and some other bull, and you got to have an ultrasound. This. And she said, fuck you, I do not. I have a religious exemption that says my body is sacrosanct. I don't have to abide by your religious bullshit, which is all those restrictions are, religious bullshit.
It's ridiculous.
So now that one's working its way through the courts. They might win on that by saying, you can't give these 48-hour waiting periods because there's no medical or scientific reason for it. It's pure religious shaming.
Doesn't too, like, God, do you remember the story where they would make you wait, and then you had to see some counselor, or they're making doctors say that if you do get an abortion, it increases your chance of cancer. Some bullshit.
Missouri's
like
one. There's several states where they give that fake information that says you have an increased chance of cancer if you have an abortion, which is a lie. The American Medical Association,
unreal,
American Surgeons Association, gynecological associations all say that's a lie. Yet in some states they say doctors have to say that anyway.
You know. I mean,
that one,
does religion hurt us?
That one to me, I can't wrap my brain around it. And then the conservative courts say, well, if they sincerely believe it, then.
Dude, if at some point we can all come together and decide that believing in something up in the sky and letting your beliefs dictate how you live your life, it's fucking us up.
Well, but that's fine.
It's fucking us up, though.
Don't tell us how to live our lives. You can, think that there's a giant manatee swimming around the sky that shits out cotton candy fluff balls. And
have you ever seen a manatee? They're all giant.
That's who you worship.
Yeah.
That's rock on. Don't pass legislation saying I got to walk around with my mouth open to catch fluff balls from the flying manatee on my tongue.
The sphincter of the manatee giveth and it taketh away. I don't know how it would take anything away, but
so
I love that.
So today the Satanic Temple is officially launching the After School Satan Club.
Are they giving out pitchforks and little curly devil tails and horns?
Quote, it's important that children be given an opportunity to realize that the evangelical materials now creeping into their schools are representative of but one religious opinion.
And they're bullshit!
Among many. While the Good News Club focuses on indoctrination, instilling them with the fear of hell and God's wrath.
Yes.
After school Satan clubs will focus on free inquiry and rationalism, the scientific basis for which we know what we know about the world around us. You're not going to learn about Satan because they don't believe Satan exists.
Yes.
They're going to teach science.
Like photosynthesis and shit like that.
We prefer to give children an appreciation of the natural wonders surrounding them.
Mitosis!
Not a fear of everlasting, otherworldly horrors.
Right. Okay. Not like the whole idea you're going to burn in hell if you do this or that, and the gross history in the Bible and all that crap. That's nice.
Here is, I don't know, I haven't played this, but this is a video from the Satanic Temple.
Boo.
In regards to the after-school Satan clubs, for some reason it's not playing.
It just seems so evil to put, I don't know. You're going to deny some kid the chance to learn about science because of some bullshit you believe in, some dogma? It's crazy.
The Satanic Temple announced its coming school year will find their organization operating in elementary schools across the nation.
Awesome.
Where they will be operating their new after-school Satan Club program to students.
This is badass, this is man.
Now, again, the Satanic Temple and all of us secularists would be more than happy to not have to do this.
Right.
The Satanic Temple doesn't want to have Satan Clubs.
But this sounds...
They don't want to have... a Satanic Temple display right next to the stupid manger display at Christmas. Yeah, yeah. They don't want to have a giant granite or a giant bronze Baphomet statue next to the Ten Commandments statue.
Right.
They think we should have none of the above.
Well, sort of, but this sounds positive. I mean, it's an after-school program that teaches kids about science. That's great, right?
Right.
I mean, that's a good thing.
And now it's got the full force of this national movement.
Okay.
Kind of against it.
Yes.
The Satanists are not asking for anything that Christians don't already have.
Right.
So they're waiting to see what the pushback is, and they're going to sue the fuck out of any school district that says we're not going to let you form your club.
Right.
Because Jesus. And they intentionally, it even says, quote, the Satanic Temple is well aware of the shock value of its name.
Right. It's not a.
That is the point.
Yes.
After school Satan is the point. We'd rather not have any. So conservative Christians in these districts will have to decide whether they can handle a satanic club at their kid's school, because the only other option would be for the districts to cancel all the after-school clubs entirely, which they're doing in some places anyway.
Man.
They're saying no clubs for anybody if we have to have the gay ones. Remember that was
in
Tennessee
sucks,
or something?
Though, like, we should be able to have clubs if you need, you know, there are clubs out there that are good after-school programs. What's that?
That's the opening
for the Satanic Temple.
The opening for the Satanic Temple video that
I love
really
it.
Taking a, it's not loading for some reason off of the YouTube. I don't know.
No shit.
The after school Satan clubs are not trying to convert children to Satanism.
Right. Are you saying Satan has a problem with his YouTube channel?
They want to. They're probably getting reported by Christians.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They want to teach them critical thinking and the power of science. Christians are welcome to attend.
Absolutely. Come learn about some real shit.
We'll put a link to the story, and there's also a link where you can make a donation to the Satanic Temple. If you've got a few extra shekels, we highly recommend tossing them towards the Satanic Temple. Help out the cause, because they're really fighting the good fight to keep the separation of church and state alive.
God, that's awesome. I want a t-shirt. Don't you want a t-shirt for the Satanic Club? This, you know, be cool.
They have different donation levels.
Yes.
$10 is you're a kindergarten infidel. $25, elementary dissenter.
Okay.
$50, middle school Moloch.
Oh.
$100, high school heretic. $150, undergraduate archangel.
Oh, I want to be an archangel.
$250, satanic scholar.
Yes.
$500, they'll call you the Master of Maleficia.
Oh, damn it!
And you get a card, certificate, tote bag, lunchbox, mug, Hail Satan hoodie, a t-shirt, Satanic Temple glow-in-the-dark Baphomet tenets poster.
Oh, my God!
Oh, we got to order a Baphomet tenets poster.
Make the crab Satan.
And a book signed on the back by Lucian Greaves, who's the current Grand Poobah Nader. I don't know, what is Lucian's... I don't know what his title is over at the
Sith Lord
over at the satanic temple.
If you're an archangel, do you have the power to shoot lightning bolts from your fingers?
For $1,000,
yes,
you are called the Doctor of Devilry.
For how much money do I pay to make a sacrifice or something? Who do I get? Do I get to sacrifice someone?
Hail Satan hoodie. They're not into that.
Yeah.
They're into like going to movies and drinking beer and shit. Like they're into like what normal people are into.
Like having fun.
They're into normal everyday activities that don't involve somebody sticking religion up your ass.
Right. And they aren't pervs.
Well, nobody said that.
That's true.
Don't you remember when they had the great unveiling of the Baphomet statue? They had two guys in diapers that started making out.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Hey, whatever you're into.
Some weird, yeah. And then there's that Satanic Temple dude down in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's the one who's out there going from town to town trying to get them to allow him to give the invocation.
Right.
And every time he's turned down, he says he increases the level of craziness of the invocation he's going to eventually have. They're going to have to give it to him.
What
he's
going
to sue the fuck out of them. So he starts out with just a regular, everybody, peace and love, a nice humanist invocation of no magic because we don't believe in it. Just everybody be nice to each other and make good decisions type of thing, blah, blah, blah. He's been forced to, I think a couple of them he's given where he's gone like full crazy, holding up a goat head kind of bat shit. To scare them.
Oh, yeah.
Because make it equal to everybody, assholes.
Oh, totally, dude.
Or it's going to be scarier and scarier when you finally have to do it. Or, again, pray in your car on the way to your meeting.
Shove it
pray
up your
in
ass.
Your hallway on the way to your meeting. Pray in the bathroom when you guys are doing lines of coke before your meeting.
Sure.
Whatever you're going to do. On the tax dollar, once you start your meeting, there's going to be non-Christians in the audience, possibly.
Yeah. Is he going to read the
maybe
opening?
Want to be represented by their government?
Oh yeah. Is he going to read the opening to Macbeth? The witches.
Oh, the witches. That's right.
That's what he'll be forced to do.
I forgot what the opening to Macbeth.
Toil
was.
And trouble. Blah blah blah. Cauldron bubble.
Right.
Go fuck yourself.
Don't forget to join us on all of our social medias, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com/. Over at you can go to. All the links to our social media over at crabdiving.com. And don't forget Amazon. Go through our whole Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid.
And we will get paid. I saw you put the story up. Yeah, Mike Pence.
Yes.
If you need any more.
He's an asshole.
Yeah, proof that that side isn't just populated with the Donald as far as shitbaggery.
But this guy's like a Christo ninny too, right?
Terrifying. And especially if the rumors are true that, you know, Trump just wants to go cut ribbons and have people applaud him. And he's going
to
basically, he's going
to
basically hand over the reins of the country to the vice president.
Yes.
Mike Pence is a terrifying choice.
It's insane.
Mike Pence, Planned Parenthood said, is the most anti-choice candidate ever running for president. Vice president or vice president. He blocked funds from Planned Parenthood, tried to shut down abortion clinics. He banned private insurance coverage of abortion. Private insurance.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. and said, we played this quote, or we put this over on our Facebook too. At one point he said, that condoms are not good because condoms don't keep STDs away either.
Right.
But they do. They do.
Doesn't make any sense.
They kind of do. 100%? Right. No, nothing's 100%. But there's a pretty good percentage of blockage of STDs if you wear a condom.
Right.
I thought he was a Catholic. I think last week I said I can't believe he's a Catholic. He left the Catholic Church, I found out.
Oh, did he really?
Not conservative enough for him.
Oh, my God.
And
he left the Catholic Church?
Yes.
Where did he go?
He's a crazy evangelical Pentecostal Bible waver now, non-denominational Christian or whatever.
Does he have a
you
snake?
Want to call him.
Does he have a little aquarium full of fucking snakes that he waves around?
He is openly...
Yes.
campaigning on, we're going to overturn Roe versus Wade. He said he said recently on a stump speech that if Trump is elected, he is confident that Trump will appoint SCOTUS judges who will overturn Roe versus Wade.
Good God.
Congratulations, ladies.
Good job, guys.
Mike Pence says, I am pro-life and I don't apologize for it. We will see Roe versus Wade consigned to the ash heap of history where it belongs. We want to see those women thrown in irons, in jail, throw those doctors in jail for killing the baby.
You gotta get up off your ass, you fucking liberals, and vote for fucking Hillary, man. These people are terrifying.
He said at a rally of, I'm sure, a whole bunch of white heads,
hey, man,
go tell your neighbors and your friends for the sake of the rule of law.
Grab your sheet.
Law and order means we're going to take care of the black people.
Oh, absolutely.
By the way, that's code.
Duh.
For the sake of sanctity of life,
yes.
That's code for no more women's choice.
Okay.
For the sake of our Second Amendment.
Perfect.
And for the sake of all our other God-given liberties, we must assure the next president appointing justices to the Supreme Court is Donald J. Trump.
Jesus Christ, man.
So, Pence, just as terrifying, if not actually more.
Absolutely, man.
Potentially.
It's very scary. The orange asshole face.
Holy shit, ladies and gentlemen.
Are we done?
I think we got to get out of here. Thanks for joining us this Monday.
Faithless Monday.
For more of this tomorrow, Tuesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget to download us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or crabdiving.com. Participate in all of our social media. That'd be cool. Buy shit through our Amazon haul at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Listen to Audible books.
Oh, yes.
At crabdiving.com/Audible. All of that shit. We would appreciate any help you could give us. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where, find out when. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com, or go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.